And this perhaps is the most important sugya of Misasik that we can study. We're going to start with Omar Rabba, which should be line, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 lines down from the top.
Baba Kama.
Baba Kama. Kate's at a regal. And the only piece of information. Oh, obviously. Wow. Okay. The only piece of information in terms of background that you'll need here, that you may not know, is that when it comes to chovel bechavero, which means physical assault, then there's a distinction between 1 and 4. 1 being nezek, I'll explain, and the other 4 is tsar, ripui, sheves, and boshes. With regard to the other 4, there's a unique halacha which breaks all the rules of nezikin and says that you're not chayev unless you are miskaven lahazik. Normally, when it comes to other mamazik, the rule is that you don't need kavana. Osa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Osa Torah, Ones Kiratzon, Ratzon Ka'ones. So there's no difference between whether you willingly and deliberately damage someone physically or his property, or you did it ba'onis. Ba'onis means, I don't know, you slipped off on a banana peel and you fell into his tomato patches. In all cases, you pay. That's as far as nezek is concerned, which means compensation for the value that was lost. But the exception to the rule is chovel b'chavero. So chovel b'chavero overlaps with general adam amazik, that's called nezek, and compensation. And there again, adam u'ud li'olam, bein b'mezid, bein b'ones. But the other 4 payments, which are unique to chovel, in those cases, you're only chayv achi is kavan. You have to have a kavana lahazik. Again, now that kavanah lahazik might have boshes in it without tsar in it. It could have tsar without boshes. And that's perek hachovel and bovakam. Okay, so let's get started with Rabba. Rabba breaks down into 3 different parts. So we're going to start with part 1. Hoysa even munachas lo becheko velo hikirbo. In case number 1 of Rabba, he was totally unaware, never knew until he got up from his chair, that there was a stone that was lying on his lap. Now vi'omad v'nofla, he stands up, and to his surprise, he's got a stone that falls, or maybe is projected. And now Rava wants to analyze the various dinim that would apply in various permutations of halachas. For example, number 1, le'inyan nezikin chayav. Rashi says he has to pay compensation for damages. So let's say this, we'll call it a brick. I don't know, I'm just throwing that out. Goes flying out and it smashes his friend's animal or his tomato patch, whatever it might be.
Or a window,
excellent, a window. Is chayev, he has to pay damages. Why? Rashi says, the hafkinon shoge kimezid viones kirotzon. With regard to adam amazik, the principle is that you're chayev straight across the board without exception, even if it's a case of shogeg, even if it's a case of ones, he has to pay damages. By the way, this is not for us. If we were learning Baba Kama, we would have to mention a major machlokas between Tosfos and the Ramban. Tosfos says that even in the case of ones, there is some element of pshia, whereas Ramban says that even if it was ones gomur, total onus, you would still have to pay. But that's for Masechta Bava Kama. Now we have the next case. Le'inyan arba dvarim, which means that besides nezek, we're talking about chovel b'chavero, so the brick in this case injured someone bodily, you have to pay for nezek insofar as chovel b'chavero overlaps with all of nezikin, all of other mamazik, and you chayev as long, even if it was what? Shogeg, even if it was ones. But as far as Arba Dvarim is concerned, Nezik Tzar Rip, I'm sorry, Tzar Ripu Yishevus and Boshes, there is a condition of what? Ashi is coming, right? He has to have kavana. So he didn't have any kavana. He wasn't even aware of the fact that he had a stone on his lap. Le'in Shabbos, let's say for example, the brick goes flying from Rishus HaYochid and lands in Rishus HaRabim. We'll see if we can come up with other cases as well. Is Moleches Machsheves Osra Torah? You're not Chayev, because with regard to Shabbos, there's a requirement of Moleches Machsheves. Let's take a look at Rashi. Moleches Machsheves Osra Torah. Sheniskaven Lasos Melocha. Elaka savur shayom chol o savur shamalacha zu muteres. In other words, when you chayev in a case of shogeg, that's only if you forgot that today is Shabbos or that this malacha is also. But other than that, if you were unaware of your action, that's not called Moleches Machsheves. It is Moleches Machsheves if you're aware of your action, you're very aware of what you're doing, but just you're missing a major idea, meaning you don't know it's Shabbos, you don't know it's a Moleches Shabbos.
It's not even Shogeg.
Correct, so this is even beyond Shogeg. When the Gemara, in the name of Rabbi, says that you're potter in this case, It's not just that you're potter from a chiyuv kares or a chiyuv miso or what have you. You're even potter from a chiyuv karman because it's not a moleches machsheves. And that's what we pointed out over and over again, that if there's a chisaron in moleches machsheves, then it's not a malach at all. And if it doesn't qualify or constitute a malacha, then you don't even generate a chiyuv shogeg. So Rashi asks himself the question, so when do you bring a korban chatos for a shogeg in Shabbos? Why isn't every shogeg a deficiency, a lack of moleches machsheves, and therefore it's not a malach at all? And Rashi says, in all other cases of shogeg, where you chayev a korban chatos, you're very well aware of what you're doing, just that you're mistaken about the Easter element. But here, you're not even aware of what you're doing. You know, you can almost make a kal v'chomer. Remember we discussed a case where he wanted to, right, this was Shmuel's case, he wanted to pick up the white figs and instead he got the black figs and he doesn't even bring a carbon in that case. How much more so here? He's not even aware of the fact that there's a stone in his lap and therefore Rashi says he's potter. Then Rashi adds another postscript here, which is very important. I underlined it in my photocopy. V'chol hani di'amrinan hacha. All the cases that we mention here in the context of Rava, of Hoysa Evan Munachas Lo B'cheiko, V'lo Hikirba, all of this is Lo Niskavnu Laso Samalacha. Rashi says he has no kavana to do this malacha. Or in the case of Chovel of Chavola, he had no intention of doing the Chavola. Therefore, he's potter from Talad Dvar. In essence, the exception to this rule is the case of Nezek, where Adam Mu'ad Li'olam, Bein B'mezid, Bein B'shogeg, Bein B'yonis, Bein B'ratzo, there, even without Kavana, you're going to be Chayef. You don't have to pay Nezik. And that's Adam Hamazik. But with the exception of that, you're potter. Le'inyan Golus. Now Rava wants to know what happens if he kills somebody because the brick shot out and hit his friend in the head, Chas V'Shalom. He says, pot. There's no chiv. Now, offhand, you might say, well, this is shogeg. And a shogeg, in a case of Ritzichas Chayev, Golus. Why does he say Le'inyan Golus, potur? So Rashi says, potur delegabi golus ksiv maka nefesh bishgoga.
It's deliberately included in the Yisr.
Right, so what's maka nefesh bishgoga? Lo mikri shgoga elahecha dehavile yidio meikara. Aber bezeh lo hikir bameol.
Yidio of what?
Yidio of the stone being in his. Rashi is already sort of giving us a preview of case number two of Rava, where he knew that he had a brick and then he forgot that he had the brick. There it's called a shogeg. And he would be chayav golus. That's going to be coming up in just a few minutes. But in the first case of Rava, where he never ever was aware of the fact that he had a brick on his lap, in such a case, there was never a yidia meikara. And if it was never a yidia meikara, that's not called shogeg. So Rashi is already telling us that we're really in the realm here of onus, if you will. If you learn Masechta Makis, there's a case of shogeg and there's a case of onus. So for example, the Gemara says, if you fall down over someone, that's called shogeg. But if you're on your way up and you fall backwards, that's called karv leonis. Or for example, let's say he checked his axe and he found that the iron of the axe was, you know, tightly fastened to the base yad, to the wooden handle. And then he gave such a clap that the head of the axe, the iron of the axe, went out, flew out, and killed somebody. So Gemara wants to suggest, the Machlokas Rebbe and Chachamim, that he might be potter in that case because it's Karov Le Onus, because he checked his utensil. And Rashi here is saying that this is not a classical shogeg. Classical shogeg means at least I have an awareness of what could happen. You know, I'm chopping down wood in a forest, and I know that there's people in the forest that are also walking around, and they might get. But here, he never even had a clue to the fact that he had this brick in his lap. And Rashi says that's not called shkaga, because he never had a yedia meikara, lo hikir b'meolam, and therefore Rashi says he's parted from golos. That's Rabbi. Then Rava goes on to say le'inyan eved. There's halach that an eved goes free b'shem v'ayin. So let's say, for example, this brick hit the eved in the eye and blinded him. So that's a machlokas between Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Rabbanan. D'sanya hareisha hayo rabo rofe v'omalo kechol eini v'sim'a or chator lishini v'hipila. Sichek bi adon is viyatzal lecheres. Rav Shimon Gamliel omer v'shichasa ad she is kavin l'shachasa. So there's machlokas between Rav Shimon Gamliel and the Chachamim. It's not very relevant to us today, but we'll just mention in passing whether or not the case of Shane Varegel, where he goes free in Eved, that's only if he was miskavin. If the adon tried to destroy the ayin or the Eved or the ayin of or the or the shein of the Eved. But if he didn't have kavana to destroy the eye or the tooth of the Eved, then he doesn't go free. That's the shita of Shimon Gamliel. Here the Eved did a ploy, so to speak, and his adon was a doctor, so he told him, you know, see doc, if you could help me out with my eye. And at the end, he moved in such a way that the adon, the, you know, took out his eye, but there was never a kavana lahashkes. So according to the Chachamim, it doesn't matter, as long as he took out his eye, then the eved is redeemed, he goes free. But according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, is a tanai of yiskavim l'shachas. Ad kan hakofa alef. Now we get to hakofa beis. Hikir ba, he knew that he had a brick in his lap. Vishakacha, but then he forgot about it. The Amad Vinofla. In this case, Le'inyon Nizikin Chayov, that's with a Kalvachomer, because if in the first case it was Lohik, but he never had a Yediyah Mitchila, he's Chayov, then certainly in the case where he had a Yediyah Mitchila, he's even more Karav Lemezin. Le'inyon Dalet Varim, nevertheless, he still remains Potter because he forgot about the fact that he has the brick, and if he wasn't Miskavin, Lachbol. But here's where the Nafkamina comes up. You're chayav in golus b'shkaga. Shkaga means that you were aware of all the possibilities in front of you. Michlal da'avi le'yidia. He has to have known at some point that he has a stone in his lap. You know, you might argue, well, he forgot about it. So then, what relevance is the original yidia? That's the chiddush of Rava, that once he had at certain point in time a yidia, then ha'avi le'yidia, and that makes him into a shogeg. Now, if you know something and you forget it, you're a shogeg. And this really is a sugya again in Masechta Makos about Omer Mutter. Omer Mutter means he never knew it was awesome. Does that make him a shogeg, or do we say that he's not even a shogeg because he never knew it was also? If he knew it was also and he forgot, or he wasn't aware of the particulars, you know, today is Shabbos, that's one thing. That's called shkoga. But in the case where he never knew from the get-go, that might not be shogeg. Here the Gemara says, Rabbi says, well, even if I grant you that if he never had a idea, it's not a shogeg, it's karvli ones, but here it's not karvli ones because he did have a yediyah. So there was a shichacha. Whenever there's a shichacha, that's called shogeg. You know, you might argue, well, maybe shichacha should be considered ones. Because if a person forgets, you know, human beings forget things, and therefore that's ones. But the Gemara says, no, shichacha is also some element of negligence involved. And therefore he's chayiv golos. Now, the inyan Shabbos, until now we've said that as far as Shabbos is concerned, you're potter if you were never ever aware of the fact that you had a stone in your lap. Here, in the case of Rabbah number 2, he was aware of the fact that he had a stone on his lap, and now he forgets about the stone. So is that called a shogeg, and he's chayev a korban chatos? Says Rabbi, no. Even though he had an original yediyah, now that he forgot about the stone, le'inyan Shabbos he's potter. Interesting. In Kol HaTorah Kula, this would be considered shkaga, and that's why in Ritzicha he's considered rotzeach b'shogeg. He was once aware of the fact that he had the stone. Now he forgot about it. So shichacha makes him into a classical shogeg. But in Shabbos, no, shichacha means, again, a lack of awareness. He doesn't know at this point in time that the stone is sitting in his lap. And therefore, it's not a meleches machsheves. So if you take
even,
a look...
Even if he does know, he doesn't have kavana v'nisa.
Oh, so if he knows he has the stone on his lap and he doesn't have kavana to do the melacha, that's called shogeg. And therefore he would bring a korban chatos. But if at this point in time he's not aware of the fact that he has a stone in his lap, that's even less than shogeg. Rashi embellishes it. Rashi says the following. Why? Because the even though you'll tell me that he's a shogeg, and therefore other mood liolam should be chayv dalatvarim. The Havilei Shikcha Shogeg Velo Pshia, but there's halacha in Dalet Dvarim, as we said before, that you need a full-fledged kavana. But in Shabbos Pot, Afagavtig Mikri Shogeg, even though in Kol Tarkula he would be considered Shogeg, that's not enough for Dalet Dvarim. It's enough to generate a Chiv Golus in the case of Rotzeach B'Shogeg. But it's not enough to be Mechayiv him in Shabbos, even B'Toras Shgaga. Why? If he's a Shogeg, why isn't he Chayiv a Korban Chatos? So Rashi explains that even though Linyan Shgaga, Linyan Golus, he is Chayiv, he's Chayiv Golus, but Potter B'Shabbos to be Inon Moleches Machsheves Sheniskavim Lasos Molocha. And here, at the moment that he stood up, he had no intention of doing a malacha, and therefore he's potur. Now, in round number 3, it's Niskavin Lizrok Shtayim Vizorik Arba. Here he's well aware of the fact that he is shooting off this stone. So it's much more than a yediyah bitchila, meikara, it's a yediyah now. But he stands up in a way where he believes it's only going to go 2 amos. And instead, to his surprise, it shoots out 4 amos. Is le'inyan Ezekiel Chayev, le'inyan Dalet Varim Potur, and le'inyan Shabbos, Meleches Machsheves Be'inon. So now you have a case which is reminiscent a little bit of Shmuel, where he had Kavanas Isur, but not for the full-fledged Isur. And then we get into the question of two Amos. You know, what is two Amos? Is that an Isur? Is it not an Isur? So that's going to come. That's going to come up in the sugya just momentarily. And then the Gemara says, "Lein galus ashalot sada amrachmana pratlin iskavim lizrok shtayim vizorak arba." So it's interesting that the Gemara thinks that if you had kavanah to throw it two amos and you threw it four amos, that's not considered a shkog at all. That's not even asher lo tzada. Asher lo tzada means he's aware of the action, but he doesn't know that he's going to kill somebody. Here, there's not even an awareness. You know, he has a friend who's standing at a distance of 4 amos. He doesn't believe that by standing up, the stone is going to shoot out 4 amos. And in such a case, he's potter from golos. Then we have the fourth case of Rabba. Niskavim Lizrok Arba Vizorik Shmona. Now here, at least he had, from a perspective of Shabbos, a Kavanas Isur. So as far as Nizikin, of course, he's Chayv. As far as Dalfam, of course, he's Potter. He didn't have Kavanas Chavola. In Shabbos, so unless he made a declaration, he says, V'omer, kol makom shetirtze tanuach, I couldn't care less where it falls. In such a case, he'd be chayv. He has to bring a korban shogeg. But if he didn't make that declaration, and he actually thought he was throwing it 4 amos, even though, again, 4 amos in Rishus HaRam is itself enough to generate a chiyuv for Mavir Dal Ramas Rishus HaRam, but nevertheless, there's a special halacha that in Shabbos you're potter because of Moleches Machshavos. Now, at this point, Rabosai, based on everything that we know, we're going to ask a question. Here's the kasha that I want to address with you today. Rava tells us that if he's unaware of the fact that he has a stone in his lap, then the Inyan Shabbos, he's potter, even if he once was aware of the fact, but in Inyan Shabbos, he's potter. And why is he potter? Meleches Machshavos Osre Torah. Why does the Gemara need Meleches Machshavos Osre Torah? Let's go back to the basics. We've discussed in the past that in the parasha of Shkogah, it says Asher Chata Ba. Ba means he's very well aware of the fact that on this object, he's going to be violating an Isur. He may have forgotten that it was Shabbos, he forgot that it's Asur, but he's very much aware of the object and the action, and he does the action on the object. That's called Ba. Prat, that's Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah, increases stuff you test. Prat lemis asi. So what's Misaseh? Slight machlokas here between Abaye and Rava. Let's go with Rava Shita for the time being. Rava says he thought he was cutting something that was what? Talush. And instead it turns out he was cutting Mechubar. And Rava says that that's going to be Misaseh in Kol Torah Kula. So let's say, for example, I'll give you in Kol Torah Kula, you know, we've been looking for cases of Misasik in Kol Torah Kula. I finally found one. And there's a halacha called Shchutei Chutz. If you take Kodshim and you shecht it outside the Azara, then you're Chayev Karis. And if you did it Bishogeg, you're Chayev Karban Chatas. So what happens if he has two animals? One is Kodshim and the other is Chulin. And he shechts the chul, if he shechts the chulin outside of the Azor, that's fine. But he shechted the kodshim outside of the Azor. But unbeknown to him, he thought that the behemoth that he was shechting was chulin. And the nimtza kodshim. That's like this kavein lachtoch es hatolish v'chotach es hamechubar. That would be potter from a karban, even though it has nothing to do with meleches machshavos, under the law, the universal law of ba. Prat le misasik. This is misasik of Kol Torah Kula. So the question I want to raise with you here is, why does Rava need to introduce the halacha of misasik here in this case? Why not simply say, I'm sorry, I said it wrong. Why does Rava need to introduce the principle of Malechus Machsheves Asra Torah? Simply quote the halacha of misasik. And I have the following Kal Vachomer. Madok, in a case where he's unaware of the identity of the object. Little does he know that this is a behemas kodshim. Well, little does he know that this is what is mechubar. He thinks it's talush, and he's potur in kalatar kula because of ba pratlamis asig. How much more so if he's not even aware of the fact that he's doing a maisa of nefila? You know, he's causing nefila to heaven. He doesn't even know there's an heaven in his lap. Well, let's call it zrika, if you want to call it zrika. He's not, I'm assuming zrika includes not just something that's in your hand, but even something that shoots out from your lap when you stand up. So that zrika was totally unbeknown to him. Ask him what he's doing, he'll tell you, I'm standing, I'm mida. Little does he know that what he's doing is zrika. He's throwing out an evan that's sitting in his lap. If a case where he had kavana for the Maisa Chituch, but he thought mistakenly that the object was what? Was Talush, and it turned out to be Mechuba, that's called Misasik and called Tarukula. He thought the Behema was a Behemas Chulin, and it turned out to be Behemas Kodshim, and that's Misasik and called Tarukula. And there's no Shekane Ben in here. And he's part of the Torah's Misasik. Why does Rava feel it necessary? Why is he compelled to introduce the concept here of Melechus Machsheves to establish the reason why you're part? Do you have one now? Okay. The answer is he's part because I don't need the halacha of Melechus Machsheves. He's part because of what? Of Misasek, of Ba, Pratla Misasek. Again, you could always add the following variable into the equation. It's Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah increases who darshins Ba Lema'ute Misasek. Rabbi Yeshua in that Mishnah says that he needs Ba to exclude Ashi Vadalo Bamechata. Rabbi Yeshua, that's how Rashi insists, if you remember Rashi Shtikl Torah increases, that Rabbi Yeshua never had the drush of Ba Pratla Misasek. All Rabbi Yeshua has is Shmuel's halacha of Melechus Machsheves. So if that be the case, you know, if we would insist perhaps that this sugi reflects the shita of Yeshua, which again I'd be hard pressed to do so, then I have a way out here. I could say that the reason why we have to activate the principle of Melechus Machsheves is because we don't have the principle of Misasik, and Misasik is chayav in kol torah kula. But if I accept Rabbi Eliezer, who darshins ba lemeute Misasik, and is Misasik in kol torah kula, that's potter even without Melechus Machsheves, then why does Rava feel compelled to introduce the halacha of Melechus Machsheves with regard to something that's Misasik and called Tarkula? That's the question I want to ask you. Now, if you flip your page to the other side, then what you should find is a tshuva from Rabbi Kivein.
What is that?
Okay, then. Is there an extra copy here by any chance floating around? Okay. So where is this Chuvin Rabbi Kivega? This is in Chelek. Oh, this is called Shut Rabbi Kivega Kama. Of course, there were many, many editions of Rabbi Kivega's Chuvis. There was Madura Kama, Madura Basra, and then Madura Tinyon, and he kept adding and adding. This is in the original Rabbi Kivega Kamo in Arachayim Simon Ches.
Where are you?
I'm in Rabbi Kivega. So I thought I made enough copies of Rabbi Kivega, and I see that I'm short by one copy. Or either that, or maybe because, you know, Harvey needs a copy. That's how it works. Okay, Harvey, you have a copy? This is Shud Rabbi Kivega. Sadly, maybe you could look on with our Sakowitz, or if anybody has the energy to make another copy, whatever it is, that's up to you. Shei Lasa. Okay, we're now we're receiving a letter from Mezrich. So if anyone here has any roots in Chabad in Lubavitch, there was the Mezrich of Magid, you know, that was already back in the time of the Alter Rebbe, you know. So anyway, there's some Rebbe by the name of Rabbi Avraham from Mezrich, and he sent a letter to Rabbi Kivek, and he wanted to know, Mishi Eni Odea Shezel Meleches Isur Im Mechuyovim Lafrisho. This guy is doing a Malach on Shabbos, he's unaware of the fact that this is a Meleches Isur. Do I have to tell him, buddy, you're involved in a Meleches Isur? It's a pretty fascinating question, because in general,
Kol Yisrael
Arevim, but only if you're doing a Maisa Avera, I'm Arev. I have to be mafresh you from a Maisa Avera. But here, Rabbi Avraham apparently thought that if he's unaware of the fact that this Malach is a Malach Asura, then there might be a special Malach in Shabbos that this is not even considered an Avera. Thank you so much, Holm. And therefore, I don't have to be mafresh you. What you're engaged in, insofar as you're not aware of the fact that it's a Malach Asura, is not even a Malach. It's not even a violation of Shabbos. Now, I don't understand one thing about the question, just my own footnote. He should have asked a more fundamental issue. Is he chayav a karbon? If he's chayav a karbon, then for sure it's a Malach. Elawad, it's a shogeg. But for that shogeg of Malach Shabbos, he's chayav a karbon. If, on the other hand, we're saying that it's not a malach at all, then he's not chayv a karbon. I'm not sure exactly why he phrased this question in a very pinpointed way. Am I chayv to be mafreshim from the malach?
Maybe the rabbanim, which he wouldn't be chayv a karbon. He's going to be so the rabbanim doesn't know it.
Maybe he says it's a malach asura, so you get the impression he's dealing with a chayv karbon. I don't know. Maybe you're right. Maybe it's only a drabanan. And then you have to know if the halacha changes with regard to a shogeg and a drabanan. But then again, if it was a drabanan, he should have asked a more universal question about all isurim drabanan. Meaning, if I see a man eating chicken with milk, you know, chicken cooked with milk, am I chayv to be mafreshim? If he doesn't know, he never learned the halacha that chicken with milk is asur. It's only drabanan. Could be in that case he's a shogeg in the drabbanan. That's not even called a shogeg at all. I don't have to be mafreshim. But then Rabbi Avraham should have asked this question about every single isur drabbanan. It sounds to me like he's asking a question about meleches machshavos. Let's see if Rabbi Kivega bears me out. So where does the tshuva begin? So far, the first line is just a shaila. The tshuva begins with the word b'perek. Ketzad harega. Amar Rabba, Hoysa Evan Munachas Pecheko Vechule, Leinian Shabbos, why is he potter? Because Meleches Machshavos Osta Kashali. I have the following difficulty. Habitosis Beshabbos, Beperiklal Godel Daf Ayin Beis, Diva Maskel Niskavin, Vechule Vechule Vetamsis Divrehem, meaning I'm going to summarize for you the Tosis, Dimiskavin Lachtov Tolush. If a person thought he was cutting down that which is detached, to his surprise, it turns out that he was cutting something that's mechubar, violating Melechah Shabbos, mikri nase machshavto. That's considered nase machshavto, meaning that's not a chisaron of Melechah Machshavos. When is it a chisaron of Melechah Machshavos? What does he have in front of him? Who remembers? Two chafotzim, right? That was Shitas Tosfos in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, that that you need. Excuse me for one second. That you need two chafotzim, and then if he has the wrong chafetz, if what comes out is the wrong chafetz, right? You have figs on this side and figs on the other side. He went for these, but he got these. That's called lo niskaima machshavto. So lo niskaima machshavto means that the maisa that he wanted to do, he didn't do. However, here in this case, he wanted to do a maisa chituch, and he did a maisa chituch. But what? He was unaware of the isur involved in that maisa chituch. That has nothing to do, says Tosis, with meleches machshavos. Meleches machshavos means when lo niskaima machshavto. Right? Instead of this Tolish, he got this Tolish. Instead of this Mechuba, he got this Mechuba. But in a case where he wanted to go for this particular fruit, we'll put an X on it, and that's exactly what he cut up, then that's not called a chisaron of lo niskaima machshavta, but rather on the contrary, that's called niskaima machshavta. Niskaima machshavta is the opposite of a chisaron of meleches machshavas. Ella says Tosfos, in this case of niskaving lachtov tolush, you know why he's potter from a carbon? Not because of Meleches Machsheves. Meleches Machsheves will require two chafotzim. But rather because of the universal halacha of Misasek, which according to Shitas HaTosvis, applies even in one cheftza. As long as he was unaware of the identity of that cheftza, he mistakenly thought what he was doing with regard to that cheftza was mutter. It turns out that since the Cheftza was not identical to what he thought it was, it wasn't Tolush, but rather it was Mechubar, that's a case of Misasek. Why? Because the lack of awareness here has nothing to do with today is Shabbos or this is Asur, but rather has to do with the identity of the object. So basically, if he was not aware of the identity of the object, he never thought he was doing Ktsira. He thought he was doing Tchina. I'm just joking. I mean to say, he thought he was cutting up something that's already on his table. You know, it's already been detached from the ground. So in his lack of awareness of the Maisa, even though the Chafetz is only one Chafetz, that's a Chisaron of Misasek. Again, in this case, I would not apply the principle of Meleches Machsheves Asur Torah, because this is Nase Machshav Totos holds that whenever there's one Chafetz and his action was done in that Chafetz, then it's considered Nase Machshav To. When do we have Lodis Kaiba Machshav To? That's only if there are two Chafotzim. But as far as the universal Ptur of Misasek, if he was unaware of the fact that this object, and again, there's only one object, is Mechubar, and he thought mistakenly it was Talush, that's called Misasek and called Tarakula. So for example, if a man has one animal in front of him, and he mistakenly identifies that animal as Chulin, but it turns out that animal is Kachin, and he shefts it outside of the Azara, that would be a case of Misasek and called Tarakula.
So Shogi.
Now Shogi would be if he knew it's Kachim, but he didn't realize that you're not allowed to check Kachim outside of the Azara. That would make him a Shogi. But if he was unaware of the fact that it's Kachim, in his mind, he thought he was shechting what animal? Chulin. That would be a case of Misasek and called Katar Kula. Dumya, to the paradigm case where he thought he was cutting Tolush, and it turned out he was cutting Mechubar. That's the paradigm of Misasek in a universal sense of Kol Tarkula. The Potu Mitam Acher, Mikra De Asher Chata Ba, Prat Le Misasek. Vizeo Bechol HaYisurim. Tiyam Sar Behem Azuchulin, Vahaysa Behem Azkodshim, Vishachta Bechul, it's Potu. Why is he Potu? Why not call it a Shogeg? The answer is, he was unaware of the identity of the object. That's called Misasek. That's called Tolush V'Nimtza Mechubar. In this kavim lachtof mechubar zeh v'chotak mechubar acher, in such a case, he has kavanas isur. Is bechai gavna. Here's the difference between Shabbos and Kol Tarkula. Bechai gavna bi'al mechayv. So there are two animals in front of him, and both are kodshim, and he wants to shecht one animal, and he shechts the other animal. He's chay of a karmon. Why? Because that p'tur of Misasek is only a Meleches Machsheves p'tur. Why? Because here he had kavanas isur b'manavshach. If he shechts this behema here on the left, or if he shechts the one on the right, he's always in violation of Shkutei Chutz, because both animals are kachim, and he knows that. So he had a Machsheves isur. But if he had a Machsheves heter, and he was unaware of the identity of the object, that's already Misasek and Kol Tarkula. The Misasek in Miskaving Lishchot Behemas Kodshim Zu Bachutz, the Shachat Behemas Kodshim Acher Bachutz, Chayav, he has to bring a carbon. Why? Because Tosfos Shita is that in Kol Tarkula there's only one Ptur Misasek, and that Ptur Misasek applies if he has a Kavanas Heter and he's unaware of the identity of the object. Here he's aware of the Isur and he has Kavana Le'isu, and he's aware of the fact that these two behemos are kodshim, but he shechted the one on the left when he meant to shecht the one on the right. In such a case, only in Shabbos would he be potter. Why? Because in Shabbos we could say, since he shechted inadvertently the one on the left instead of the one on the right, that's called lo niskayim achshavta. Like that's like the white figs and the black figs. Al b'Shabbos potter lo nisnasis machshavta. Shelo rotzel lachtoch zeh. Ayin Shom, the Rebbe Kivenga tells you to look at the Tosas, and that's the summary of Tosas as he presents it. In Cain, or now we're ready for the bomb kasha. Hacha here in the sugya in Cain's at a regal of Rabba Aya Evan Bechekim Elo Yada Mizeh. Says Rebbe Kivenga, what kind of a p'tur would this be? Is this a p'tur of Ba Prat Limis Asik, meaning a Kol Tarkula p'tur, or is this a p'tur Meleches Machsheves? Says Rabbi Kveger, in classical Misasik of Ba, he's unaware of the identity of the object. He mistakenly thinks that it's Chulin when it's Kodshim, it's Tolush when it's really Mechubar. But here, he doesn't even know anything about the object. V'lo Yoda Mizeh, he doesn't know about the Evid in his Chayk, Choshav, Dieno Osek Klal Malach. He doesn't think he's doing any Malach whatsoever. Is therefore, here's the punchline of the kasha, below time of the Meleches Machsheves, even if you drop the ball on Meleches Machsheves, Potter, he'd still be Potter Lo Gora. It's certainly not more severe, it's not worse than Kasavish Utolush Veninza Mechubar. Well, at least he had Kavana for a Maisa Chituk. Here he had no Kavana for the Maisa of Nefilo or Zrika, whatever you want to call it. Now again, Rabbi Kivager assumes that you can sideswipe here the halacha of Meleches Machsheves, and that really is very heartwarming, because we're not sure if Rabbi Yoshua, for one, ever accepted Meleches Machsheves. In fact, we're not even sure if Rav and Abai accepted Meleches Machsheves. You may recall that Abai and Rava only had the drasha of Ba Prat L'Misaseh. They didn't have the drasha of Meleches Machsheves Osmet Torah. Why did the Torah put Meleches Shabbos next to Meleches HaMishkan to Parashas Pekudei to teach you that Ein Bnias HaMishkan Docha Shabbos? But Rav Kivega's problem is the text of Agamar. Rava says that Haisa Evan Becheko Velo Yod HaMizeh, he's potter on Shabbos. Why? Says Rav, because it's Meleches Machsheves Osur Torah. Says Rav Kivega, why does Rava need to quote, to invoke the principle of Meleches Machsheves Osur Torah, Dalmi Hochi? This is Ba Prat L'Misasek. Again, let's go over Rav Kivega's logic. Rav Kivega is known and famous for the compelling logical mind that he had. He was a mathematician par excellence. I don't mean that he actually studied math, which maybe he did, I don't know. Maybe he did it like the Gaon did it. But what I mean to say is the following. Rav Kivega says, if you had kavana for chituch or for shchita, but you were unaware of the identity of the object, and your potter didn't bar problem is asking, how much more so if you had no awareness of the fact that you're doing a chituch, you're doing a shchita, you're doing a hapolas ha'evan? Certainly that would be misasa. That's a very compelling logical argument, and therefore Kivega doesn't understand. Why is it that Rava was compelled to invoke the principle of Meleches Machsheves Osra Torah? Why didn't he simply invoke the principle of Ba Prat L'Misasek? This is Misasek in Kol Torah Kula. Af de Be'emes Gamke Lo Nases Machshavto Toha Lo Rotza Klal B'Nefil Se'evan. I would have to admit to you that the Ptur of Meleches Machsheves is very alive and well and applies perfectly in this case of Lo Yoda Ba. He didn't know about the Evan, because in this case you can't say it was Niskaima Machshavto. He had no Machshava at all to throw the Evan. But mikomakom halotzarach l'tayim uleches machshavas. Why quote something that's totally superfluous and unnecessary? The afilu bi'alma, even without uleches machshavas, in kol haTorah kulo potur mitam misasek. The ayim arshah Sanhedrin. Dil Rabbi Yoshua lo darshinen ba prat lemisasek. You remember this was the way we understood Rashi in Masech Krisus, that Rabbi Yeshua never had the drasha to exclude misasek. Lekasavar shu heter v'haya isur. So therefore, in a case where he thought that he was doing an action in heter and it turned out to be isur, is came under the shagaga bechaticha zu chayav. According to Rabbi Yeshua, if he was a shogig as far as this chaticha is concerned, meaning he mistakenly thought it was tolush and it was mechubar, is chayav. And therefore, Rabbi Yeshua would have no option, no alternative, other than to invoke the principle of meleches machsheves osra Torah. V'chein b'shabbos the b'chay gavna the osak bechaticha zu. If he was Osek in this Chaticha, he mistakenly thought it was Tolush and it was Mechubar, then you cannot invoke the principle of Ba and the universal Misasim, because Rabbi Yeshua never accepted that principle. But the Avi Meleches Machsheves, then the only thing you can talk about is Meleches Machsheves. But in a case of one Chaticha, that's called Nases Machshavto, and there is no Ptur of Meleches Machsheves. But in our sugya of Rabba, where he was unaware of the fact that he had an Evan, that would certainly be considered a chisaron of Nasei Smachshavto and a Ptur of Meleches Machshavos, such that even Rabbi Yeshua would agree that there's no chi of Karbon in the case where he stood up and the Evan went flying out. He was unaware of the fact that there was an Evan there. So we could, says Rabbi Kivega, square based on this Marsha, and I think it's Rashi in Krisus, we could square the sugya off of Rabba with Rabbi Yeshua. Amol zeta muadim kein abai v'rava de pligi ben iskavein lachtol tolish v'chotam mechubar v'chi azla kol shalo aliva de hilchasa. Are you telling me that Rabba, and now his sugya in case of a regal, embraced the shita of Rabbi Yeshua? And what about abai v'rava? Abai v'rava like talmidim of Rabba. So what is it? They're arguing about niskaven lachtok tolish v'chotachas ha-mechubar, meaning what is the universal paradigm of misasek? And Abai is going to require that he was niskaven lachtok tolish, he didn't have kavanas chituch, and Rabba says no, he may have had kavanas chituch, but he was unaware of the reality of this piece that he was cutting, and that's misasek and kol tuv chiyazak kol shalol leave the hilchasa. Are you telling me that no? We in the generation of Rava accepted the shita of Rabbi Yeshua. We don't have a ptur of misasek, and yet Rav and Abaye accepted the ptur of misasek. That's shalol ke hilchasa. The ayin barashi krisus daf yutesamus nisne mashu Rabbi Yeshua the dorish tarti deba koi alachet vi ala yediyah. Here, Rabbi Kivega at this juncture raises the possibility that even Rabbi Yeshua has accepted the principle of Meleches Machshavos, of Ba Prat L'Misaseh, and he darshens two things from the word Ba. One on the Chet, meaning that he has to be Misaseh as far as the Chet is concerned, and number two on the Yediyas HaChet, meaning he has to know exactly which chet he violated. If he doesn't know whether it was chelev or nosar, then he's pot. So basically what Rabbi Kivega is saying is, just to summarize the kasha of Rabbi Kivega, why does Rabba invoke the principle of Meleches Machsheves? First of all, it could very well be that some do not accept Meleches Machsheves, so why does Rabba have to get into it? But more than that, Rabba could have gotten away with quoting the halach of Ba and the universal Ptur of Misaseh with Rabbi Kivega's Kal Vachomer, as we discussed earlier. Although Rabbi Kivega backtracks a little and he says, wait a minute, according to Rabbi Yeshua, if he doesn't darshan ba prat l'misaseh, and he never embraced the sheet of Misaseh, then he has only one choice over here, and that's Meleches Machsheves Osra Torah. And then we're going to say that lo niskaven machshavto, because he was unaware of the fact that he was doing an afilas ha'evan, he thought he was just doing an amida. But to assume that our sugya here of Rabba is predicated on Rabbi Yeshua and rejects the universal principle of Misasik derived from Ba, that he says is Docha Gadol, because after all, Abaye v'Rava certainly accepted the drasha of Ba and the universal halacha of Misasik. So what is Abaye v'Rava against the halacha? The halacha is that there's a p'tur in Kol Tarkula, universal p'tur of Misasik. And that applies whenever he's unaware of the nature of his action. Here, he's certainly unaware of the nature of his action. He has no awareness of the Evan and the Nefilah. And therefore, the Ptur of Misasik in Kol Tarkul derived from Ba should come to play. Why does Rabba instead invoke the Halach of Baleches Makshim? V'nirli Dover Chadish. Now, when Rabbi Kivega says nearly davar chadash, you can believe him. He's coming up with a real chiddush. And what amazes us is that this chiddush, which has tremendous implications, is based on a diuk in the Gemara of Rabba. Why is it that Rabba had to establish the p'tur of lo yada sheish lo evan based on meleches makshevis when he could have invoked the universal principle of misas? Now, this next paragraph is very, very fundamental. It really breaks open the whole sugya misasik, the question of how do we compare misasik in Kol Tarkula to the unique misasik in Shabbos. De matamatinon me asher chata ba pratla misasik, lo de misasik lo nasa havera klal. Ella de Mikri Avera Bishodim. Rabbi Kivega raises the following chakira. What does it mean, Ba Prat Lemis Asik? A or B? A, it means he didn't do any Avera at all. And Dr. Joel, you're already guessing why that's so relevant, because the original question of Rabbi Avram from Mezrich was, the guy's not aware of it, is that called an Avera? So Rabbi Kivega raises the possibility that if we can define and categorize Misasik as Afkas Maisa Avera, meaning it's Lo Nechshav Li Avera Klal, and that's why it's not called Shogeg, because the difference between Shogeg and Misasik is that whereas Shogeg is called a Maisa Avera, and therefore, based on that, Maisa Aver has to bring a Karbon Chatos, Misasik is not called a Maisa Aver at all. Or, here's the second possibility in the Chakir of Rabbi Kivega. No, Misasik is called a Maisa Aver. The Torah says that you don't have to bring a Karbon Chatos, meaning maybe this Maisa Aver falls shy by a bit of the severity and the Pshia element in your classical Shogeg. It's a little bit less than a shogeg. It's an avera, but the discrepancy between this avera of misasek and the shogeg avera expresses itself in karbon. Whereas the full-fledged shogeg is chayav a karbon on that level of responsibility and liability. In the case of misasek, although it is a maisa avera, but it doesn't have that same level of liability, and therefore it doesn't generate a chiyuv karbon chatos. And to our surprise, Rabbi Kivega takes the second view. I would have thought intuitively that misasik means it's not a maisa avera at all. Comes along Rabbi Kivega and he says, no, misasik is a maisa avera. So what's the difference therefore between misasik and shogeg? Ach, b'shogeg kahai, in this type of a shogeg, mematinon me'asher chotava. There are two subcategories of shogeg. In one category, one subcategory, the Torah says, you're potter from a karbon. You are a shogeg, you're guilty of a maisa avera, but you're potter from a karbon. That's the way Rabbi Kivega wants to learn. Mikomakom mikri shigas isu. He is involved in a maisa avera. However, the Torah alleviated him from a chiyuv karbon. Rabbi Chaim Brisky used to say that a Maisa Avera V'Katan is also called a Maisa Avera, but the Torah alleviated him from punishment. How did Rabbi Chaim know that a Maisa V'Katan is a Maisa Avera? Maybe the Halacha doesn't recognize the Maisa V'Katan is a Maisa Avera. So he proved it from the parsha of Shifcha Charufa. There, if a katan ben tes has a relationship with a chetzi shivcha chetzi vaskorin, he has to bring a karba. And if he has to bring a karba, Reb Chaim insisted, ipso facto, it must mean that he's guilty of a maisa vera. In fact, I would support Reb Chaim from a different sugya. The Gemara tells us in the Masechta Bava Kamma that Rav Ashi burnt a shtar when he was a katan, and Raphram made him pay for it when he became a gadol. You can't sue a katan in a beis din, but once he became a gadol, the nizak, the owner of the shtar, who lost out $1,000 because the shtar was burnt, he can sue Rav Ashi for what he did as a katan. Now, that doesn't make any sense. What he did as a katan is not a maisa hezek. But the answer is, it is a maisa hezek, just that we can't be mechayev him, but when we wait until he becomes a gadol, then now we can be mechayev him. And this might have tremendous repercussions. What about a katan who did a maisa b'katnuso? Could that pater him up from a chiyuv mitzvah when he becomes a gadol with regard to that same mitzvah? Let's say he counted Sfira as a katan and then became a gadol in the middle of Sfira. Or let's say they brought a karban Pesach on behalf of a katan, and now by Pesach Sheni time he's a gadol. So the din is that if he was a shota, for example, at the time of the Pesach Rishon, and then he was nishtaper, he became shafui between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, he's chayav and Pesach Sheni. But the Rav Paskin said if he was a katan and they brought the Korban Pesach for the entire Chabura, including the katan, on Pesach Rishon, there's no need for a Pesach Sheni on behalf of the katan, who now became a gadol. And it's not like the case of a shota. In any event, this is a fascinating discussion in Kol Tarkula. Yesterday I gave a Chabura here about what's called Maisa Shabbos. The law is if you cook on Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat the cooking. Exactly when and where and who and how and so forth. It's very complicated. And that's a sugya mesechta chulin on daf tesvo. But the bottom line is, the poskim go to town and they want to know, what if a katan cooks something on Shabbos? Is that called a meleches bishul? Rabbi Kivegi is not talking about katan. Don't misunderstand. He's talking about misasek. And Rabbi Kivegi wants to know, what's the deal with misasek? Is it A, that it's not a maisa malach at all? It's not a malach. He's not even aware of what he's doing. Or B, it is a malacha, just that he's potter from a karma. Says Rabbi Kivega, he wants him a chadish, and you'll see how he proves it from our sugya and ketzad haregel, that Enoch Hinami Misasik is considered a maisa avera. He has implemented a malacha. Just the Torah says that even though he's a shogeg, he's parted from a karma. Because there are two categories of shogeg. One category of shogeg, classical shogeg, where he's unaware of the fact that today is Shabbos, or that this malacha is also, he is a full-fledged shogeg and brings a karma chatas. Then there's another type of shogeg who is also involved in a malach on Shabbos, just that he doesn't realize he's doing the malacha. He knows it's Shabbos, he knows what's asa, he thinks it's tolish and it's not, it turns out to be mechuba. In such a case, even though he did a maleches ktsira, he's potter from a karma. Madima matina mitam maleches machshevas asra Torah hecha deleka mechash machshevas Eina bichlal malacha v'lo nasa avera klal. Pilei plod, says Rabbi Kivega. Unbelievable chiddush. Rabbi Kivega says, if we're dealing in Kol HaTorah Kula with the p'tur of Ba, to exclude misasek, that Eina chinami, he's guilty of a maisa avera, the Torah just exempted him from Echi of Karman. But if we're dealing with malechas machsheves asra Torah, then the chisar of malechas machsheves means that it's not a malach at all. Not that he's potter from a karban, it's a din in p'tur karban. It's not a din in p'tur karban, it's hafkas ha-malacha, and it's not called a malacha. Im kein, yeshlo de mishum hachi, nakat b'sugyan, why did Rabba choose, when he had two alternatives, to potter up the individual who's unaware of the evan on his chik? Why did he choose the alternative of malechas makshevas? He could have equally classified him as a misasik. Hainu, Diesh Lomar, he wanted to tell you the following chiddush. What happens if he was mazikim on Shabbos? Diesh Lomar, the Maid Abrina, Le'inyan Ezekin Chayav, Le'inyan Shabbos Potur. Hainu Lomar, the Imanafila Micheko, Hoysa, Bishabbos. Chayav l'shalem ha-nezek u'potter mishum Shabbos. Now wait a second. we have a principle called Kimle B'Rabbanim. Not only that, we have a principle that goes even beyond that. That's called Chayve Miso Shogigin. If a person does an action, and it's a Maisa Avera which would under normal conditions generate a Chiv Misa, or a Chiv Kares, or Malkus, whatever the cases are, various permutations. But for technical reasons, because he was unaware of certain things, he's not Chayv Misa, or Kares, or Malkus. It still patters him up from Tashlume Mammon. He doesn't have to pay compensation because of Chayve Misa Shogig. So for example, if a person falls from a roof and he kills somebody on the way down and destroys his tomatoes, he doesn't have to pay for the tomatoes. Even though we're not going to put him to death, obviously, because he was a shogeg. That's called Chayvei Misa Shogeg. Rabbi Kivega wants to know what happens if he was unaware of the fact that there's an Evan, Munach Becheko. And we said that in Ezekiel, he's Chayev. Why? Because out of Mu'eliola, Bein B'mezid, Bein B'shogeg, Bein B'yonas, Bein B'ratzon. So therefore, even if he's unaware of the fact that the stone is in his lap, he still has to pay damages. But you might argue, what happens if he does it in a way in which he violated the Shabbos? So on the way where the Evan is traveling, Dalet Amos, which is around him, it rips someone's shirt. That's the case in Masechta Bava Kamma of Zarak Chetz V'kar Shirayim Shel Chavero, where he's potter for Shirayim. Why? Because Kim Levi the Rabbimine, because he violated Nisar Shabbos. So when in the same action you implemented a Melechet Shabbos and you were mazik someone, you don't pay for the Nezikin, even though you're not chayev for Shabbos because you were a shogeg. But you were involved in Melechet Shabbos. That's called Chayvei Misa Shogegin. Says Rabbi Kivega, what would be in this case where he's unaware of the fact that he has an Evan in his chayk and he damages someone and he violates Shabbos? For sure he's potter on Shabbos. Now the question is, would he have to pay damages? And what's the answer? Yes, and why does he have to pay damages? Because Melechus Machsheves Hasrin Torah. If he was potter from a karma because of what? The universal principle of Misaseh Ba, then he would be potter from damages. Why? Because he's implementing a Melechus Shabbos, and then I apply the principle of Chayvei Misa Shogegin. He's doing a Melacha, okay, he's potter, but the action which ultimately led to the destruction of someone's property was an action of a Melechus Shabbos. So the Aveira itself is classified as a Melechus Shabbos, which is Chayvei Misa Shogegin, and that patters him up from the Zikin. That would have been under the universal principle of Prat, of Ba, Prat Levisasek. Why does Rava skip Ba, leave it out, even though it does apply, and instead he pulls the rabbit out of a hat of Melechus Machsheves Asur Torah to tell you that in this case he was not involved in a melech at all? The law of Minaba Kim Leib the Rabbi Nekidin Chayvei Misa Shogin came into the Hoysa Melechus Shabbos is lo nasa klal Melechus Shabbos, because the fundamental difference between Misasek and Kol Torah Kulam and Melechus Machsheves Asur Torah is that in the case of Misasek, he's involved in a melacha, but the Torah passes him from a punishment from a karma. Masha'en kein Melechus Machsheves, Melechus Machsheves is mafkia the shame melacha. Ela de'ilu isru bei v'hayodea. If they warned him and they notified him, Sha'evin Becheko, Oz Haisa Nikres Melacha, V'im Hayu Modin Oso Me'a'evin Becheko V'lo Isrube. If they notified him that he has an Evin Becheko and they didn't give him Asra, so that's already called Chayvei Misa Shogegin. Aval Ato came into Lo Yodea Sha'evin Becheko Lo Nasa Melacha, because of Melechus Machsheves, for Mikri Chayvei Misa Shogegin. Our beloved time of the boy Melechus Machsheves in the Torah had not required Melechus Machsheves El Bitam Misasek, the universal principle of Ba Prat Lemisasek the Potter Gam Bashari Surim Hainu Gam Mechatos. Right, for example, he thought it was a Behemas Chulin and it turned to be a Behemas Kodshim. He has to bring he would have to bring a carbon shogeg, a carbon chatos. But here he's part of a carbon chatos because of the principle of misasek. Al mikolakom mikri malacha. And then havi shigigas malacha below chiv chatos vayapotu vilashalem hanezek havi chayvi misa shogin. So again, let's just review the mechanics of Rabbi Kivayi in this brilliant chiddush. If I were to analyze lo yada in the case of chayk even bischayko from the perspective of misasik kol torkula, that he has a malach, and if he has a malach on Shabbos, he would be potter therefore from nizikin under the halacha of chayvin misas shogigin. Why? Because misasik kol torkula only blocks the chiyuv karma, but it doesn't undermine the very nature and the essence of the malach. Masha Enke, now that we're saying that it's not a malach at all. And why isn't it a malach? Because Malechas Machsheves Osra Torah, and he's not even aware of the Eben in his Chayk, then it's not a malach at all. And if it's not a malach at all, he has to bring, sorry, he has to pay Dalet Dvarim. It's not Chayve Misa Shogin. And again, even though you'll argue that here we have an overlap, both from the perspective of Misasik B'chol Torah Kulu, which is only a Torah Karban, and from the perspective of Malechas Machsheves, which is Mafkia the Malacha, both apply in this case. But nevertheless, all I need is Malechas Machsheves Osra Torah to establish and undermine the Shem Malach. If it's Mafkir the Shem Malach, then Mimele has to pay Nezikin. Again, even though if I would have applied the yardstick of Misasik and called Tarkula, he would be Chayav in Nezikin. If I would apply the principle of what? Of Misasik and Kol Tarkula, he would be potter from the Zikin. Why? Because he's involved in Melech HaShabbos, and then I activate the principle of Chayim Mises Shogigin. It doesn't matter. That's totally irrelevant. Because I have another way of defining this Malacha and diffusing the Malacha, meaning undermining the status of the Malacha as a Malacha, namely because of Melech HaShabbos Osra Torah. No, once I undermine the status of the Malacha, I can no longer apply the principle of Chayim Mises Shogigin and Kim Levi the Rabbi, and therefore he's Chayim to pay the Zikin. Now look, Rabosa, I have to tell you that in sheer brilliance, it's unsurpassed. And probably everything he says is emes lamito. The only thing, which is just a technicality that I'm a little bit skeptical about, is to tell me that Rabba was talking about a case where he was mazik someone on Shabbos. In other words, to collapse and overlap two of the cases of Rabba. Pashtus, Rabba is just taking a tiyul, you know, he's investigating all the possibilities of what happened with this Evan when it went flying out. It was mazik someone, it killed someone, and he's chayv golus. He wants to took out the Evan, the tooth of the Evan, but he's yotze be Evan, v'shev, v'yay, blah, blah, blah. And he also mentioned Shabbos, but to the Rabbi Kivayi wants to say that. But again, I don't think Rabbi Kivayi means to. He's not interested in Ukimta. He's not saying that he means to say, I'll give you a scenario in which there'll be a nafkamina. In other words, Rabba wants us to know, it's critical for Rabba that we understand that the reason why, in the case of Hoysa Evan v'lo yada, that he's potter on Shabbos is because of Melechus Machshavos, so that we shouldn't make any mistake about it. Rabba was avoiding a mistake. If Rabba would have recorded the halacha of Ba, Pratlam Asasik, we would have come to the mistaken conclusion that he's involved in a malacha, and he's potter from a carbon. And then Afkamina would be whether we apply the principle of Kimla and the Rabbi, and we would. And he'd be part of him as he can. So to Rabba, you should know that he's not involved in the Malach at all. Why? Because Malach is Machshev is Osra Torah. Viraisi. What did he say?
I still don't know whether Rabba holds that way. Maybe Rabba holds he would be Potter.
Well, again, if you want to assume that even in Shabbos, Meleches Machshavos is only a Ptur Karban against Rabbi Kivayi, then you're right. But then you're stuck with the question, so why does Rabba, what does he gain by quoting and invoking the halacha of Meleches Machshavos? But if you're willing to say that Rabba accepted Rabbi Kivayi's principle and his premise that Meleches Machshavos tells you it's not a malacha, which is basically what we've been saying for the last, I don't know how long.
45 minutes.
That, no, not just 45 minutes. We've been saying it in all the shiurim here. I mean, again, you guys don't go to all the shiurim, but I've been giving shiurim on Tuesdays and Thursdays about Malechus Machshevitz. And the Yisoda Yisodos, which is based on Rabbi Nachum Zembe, the Zichron Lefroch, who was killed by the Nazis, is that Meleches Machsheves is Mafkir the Shem Malach. And he has many proofs for that. And Rabbi Kivega, who's obviously unaware of Menachem Zemba, I don't think Rabbi Menachem Zemba was even alive when Rabbi Kivega died, but Rabbi Kivega came up with the same conclusion, that Meleches Machsheves removes the status of the Malacha. Notice, Machsheves is defining the Malacha. It's not just a Saitiga, a separate condition. What is a Malacha? What constitutes a Malacha? It's got to be Machsheves. If it's not a Machsheves, it's not a Malacha. I don't think you were here when we discussed the Rashbam in Baba Basra. The Rashbam in Baba Basra says that Chatzi Shir is not a Malacha. Why? Because Malacha is Machsheves Asra Torah. And you need a Malacha Chashuva. Chatzi Shir is not a Malacha Chashuva. V'ra'isi li'edidi Baal Chavas Das. Anybody who know who this is? He's known as the Chavas Das. That's how Rabbi Kivega calls him. We usually call him by a different name. He's the Nesivus. Right? Rabbi Yaakov Milisa. B'sifro Makar Chaim. Makar Chaim is a sefer by the Nesivus that's totally dedicated to Pesachim, to Dinei Pesach. And he has a kash of the Nesivus. Do I know whether or not I have chametz in my house? I don't know for sure I have chametz in my house. You know, I have a cleaning lady, she comes in, she cleans the kitchen. I don't usually leave chametz around. It could be that I left a piece of chametz in one of my pockets. It could be, but it could be I didn't. I'll never forget that year. It was about 20 years ago. I did a bedikas chametz and I actually found a piece of chametz. I was thrilled. It was the first time and the only time in my life that I actually found chametz during the bedikas. I'm not talking about the nine, you know, the 10 pieces that you put out. That's bava meisa. That bava maybe some pika bolak faces. But halachically, there's no need to put out the 10 pieces. Last year, we put out the 10 pieces, and we only found 8. We spent about 5 hours looking for the last 2 pieces. Okay, but anyway. So, effect in the Sivas, I don't understand what's going on. You're worried about maybe this chametz in his house. He doesn't know this chametz in his house. He's unaware of the chametz in his house. So you're going to say, well, he has to make a bedikah. What happens if tragically he doesn't make a bedikah? Let's try to understand why the Chachamim instituted bedikas chametz. So the poskim say it's shikagas avera. He's unaware of the existence of chametz. So he violates the isur bal yirah bal yimatzei b'shkag. Effecti, I don't get it. This is not a case of shkag. Shkag means I don't know that you're not allowed to have chametz in your house. I don't know today's Pesach. He knows everything. What doesn't he know? He's not aware of the fact that he has chametz in his rishus. Havilei misasek. If he's a misasek, v'lo yoda klal da chametz bebeso, is lo avi shigigas avera. A shigigas avera would generate a chiyuv karbon. But this is a case of misasek. He's not even aware of the fact that he has chametz in his rishus. So what were the chachamim thinking when they instituted bedikas chametz? And all the poskim say because it would be a shigas avera, he has chametz in his rishus. It's not a shigas avera. It's misasek. Zokar mikivegel ani astaiti iker misasek mikri gamken avera. Even misasek is called a maisa avera, with the exception of Shabbos because of lechus machshavos. Ela delo chiva Torah chatas ole. It's a p'tur korban chatas, but the avera is the avera. Is b'meila the chacham had to institute bedikas chametz lest he has chametz in his bias and he's not aware of it. The chashavti lahavi raya. I want to prove to you that misasek is a maisa avera. Mimadi aminim bibrachos. This is a famous sugi of kovet abrios. Hamotzi kalayim bibigdo. Lo and behold, I'm walking in the public area and I remind myself I'm wearing kalayim. But by the way, this could happen even today because some people are experts in kalayim. Not too many. But let's say you met an expert in kalayim. What do I mean by an expert? An expert in kalayim knows which products are manufactured with kalayim in it. Trust me, Rabosai. Nobody here is an expert in kalayim. Unless there is an expert in kalayim. I didn't mean to insult anyone. But we don't realize that certain products coming from certain countries have flax in them. They have linen in them. Because linen It's fascinating. I don't know enough about the biology of it, but linen has certain properties that are mashlim tzemer. Like linen is more tough and it resists absorption of liquids more than tzemer. Tzemer absorbs liquids. On the other hand, tzemer has certain things. It absorbs colors that linen doesn't. And in fancy countries, they actually produce linen and tzemer. And today we live in a world where things are coming from all over the place, especially from China. So let's say you were walking in the middle of the street and you weren't such a tzaddik that you took your new suit to the huziwachi, to the lab, you know, what's it called? The Shatnas lab, right? And all of a sudden, you're in the middle of Rosh Hashanah, you meet a guy who starts playing with your suit. He's like, oh, very nice suit. He notices that it was made in so-and-so, and he says, I hate to tell you, but you're wearing shatnas. So what's the halacha? Poshto afilu b'shuk. He's got a strip in the public. Aye, what about the East? Whether we have a din of Kavod Abrios and so forth. So the answer is that every moment that he's wearing the kalayim is a separate avera b'kuvva say. Again, you have to know the loveness of it. And ein tvuna v'ein chafmei tvuna lifnei Hashem. Oh, right. Well, what if he doesn't know he has kalayim? The achero eir. Okay, the expert comes and he sees you wearing kalayim. So now the question is, does he have to notify you? Once he tells you, you're going to have to strip naked. But does he have to tell you? So the poskim in Shulchan Aruch Yerodei Siman Shin Gimel, im ein yodei sheyesh lo kalayim, but acher ro'ehu, chayav lahagid lo, afilu b'shuk, kedei lefoshta. The man is unaware that he's wearing kalayim. What's that called, Rav Moshe? Vesasek. Vamai. Why do I have to notify him? The poskim say I have to notify him. Hakeman dienu yodei sheyesh lo kalayim, kalayim, big up. Kilayim, havile misasik, vileki isedo raisa. Okay, fine. Maybe you'll tell me it's an isedo rabbanim, but mutu mishum kavod abrios. Okay, for this you have to know the loveness of the halachas of kavod abrios. So what's going on over here, Rebels? Why do I have, as an expert, I have to tell him, hey, buddy, I know this suit. You're wearing kilayim. I have to notify him. Laws up it. Leave him alone. Let well be well. How do we say? He doesn't. What?
Live and be well.
Live and be well. He doesn't know he's got kelayim. He's a misasik. He's not even involved in a maisavera. I have to notify him, and he'll strip because he's wearing kelayim. He's not. As long as he doesn't know, he's a misasik. Ella zokham kiveger. If the post can tell me, I have to notify him. Al karachach. The misasek have a gamkein iser doraisa ela delochiva Torah carbonal. Now Rabosai, what's the deal? If I see a person, that was the original Mezrash, the Magid Mimezrash's kasha, I know that he's violating a malach. He's unaware of the malach, completely unaware of the malach. He doesn't know he's holding an evan in his lap. Do I have to notify him? Right? That was the original question. Mishi Yodea, do I have to tell him? What's the answer, Rav Osai?
Yes.
Did I fool everybody here in the room?
Yes.
I successfully fooled everyone here in the room. Not bad. I can pray. I don't have to notify him. Why don't I have to notify him? Because it's not even a Maisa Malacha. Why isn't it not a Maisa Malacha? Because Malachas Mashem is Asur Torah. If it would have been Kelayim, if it was a Dinamis Asik and Kolotar Kula, then I have to notify him. Why do I have to notify him? Because he's engaged in a Maisa Vera. And I have to protect him from a Maisa Vera. I got to notify him, let him strip naked in the street because it's wearing Kelayim. I don't care. Ain't Chachm, ain't Tvuna. But if he's involved in a Melech HaShabbos and he doesn't even know that he's involved in a Melech HaShabbos, he has no awareness that he's playing with Tolosh. I'm sorry, with Mechubar. He thinks he's playing with Tolosh. He has no awareness that he's got an Evan in his lap. Then Rabbi Kivega says, that's Afkos Melecha, because it's a Ptur in Shabbos of Meleches Machshevus. I don't have to notify him. Okay, Rav Osai, there's a lot more here, but if you can do me a favor, Rav Osai, and hold on to this, Rabbi Kivega, because I find it very difficult to take care of the logistics here. You know, if I was, for 18 years I was Rosh Hashiva, so I had a secretary at my beck and call. So she took care of all the photocopying for me. Then I became a Rebbe in Lambda College, if anyone knows the place, in Kew Garden Hills. It's unbelievable. You walk into the photocopy room and you just breathe, and the photocopy machine does everything you want. It reads your mind. But here, I just can't deal with the photocopy. Yeah, half the time the machine doesn't even work. So if you know now they have a new machine, so it's much better. Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. After you mark it top to the Rebbeinu Shalom, we have a good, solid new photocopy machine. But if you can, hold on to this Rebbe Kivagan. We're about halfway through Rebbe Kivagan. The brilliance is amazing.
We don't have the other half.
We don't have the other half.
It's,
that's it. We don't have it.
Did we finish the whole thing?
Yeah.
All right. So Blue Nether, then it's. I'll tell you what happened was when I took it out of Bar Ilan. What I wanted to do is get it all on one page, and I saw that the punchline was on that one page, so I cut out the rest.
His question is not regarding Shabbos.
Correct, but he does use the word malacha. Do you see that? Shehei maleches isur. So I don't know what he means by malacha. You know, that's. Usually, the word malacha either means malacha Shabbos, malacha Yontif. In both cases, you have a tour of malacha Shabbos. So I don't know. Yeah?
Maybe. I just seen, just before I came, there was a discussion about Rebbe Simcha Zelig using the refrigerator on Shabbos.
Back in Brisk.
But
I'm saying, Rebbe Simcha Zelig, who was.
Yeah.
What was his last name? Rieger.
Rieger.
Yeah, Rieger.
Sure. His father is a his son is a professor.
Oh, that's great.
Anyway, there's an argument between Michael Brody and somebody else whether if you open up the refrigerator on Shabbos and the light goes on. Right. So Brody said that Zelig said you're permitted to do that.
Well, that you know that the light is going to go on and you're allowed to open it?
Yeah.
Would that be a psychration pashas?
Yeah. Somebody else argued that he misread the tshuva, Brody misread the tshuva, who's speaking about opening up the door, not about the light per se. Anyway, the bottom line is they quoted the Rav, who has a footnote in Shir Lavar Mori, the first edition. Chelek Aleph, the first edition, page 30, footnote 58, which apparently brings this Akiva in. Because the Rav said it's misasik. If you happen to open up the refrigerator door, not knowing that there's a light inside, you open it up. Huh? That's a misasik.
Okay.
Okay? So there's no way. Then he says, Hayein in Rikibe here.
Right.
Who disagrees? They're holding, and maybe he's referring. I didn't look at the Rekiva. He's referring to this Rekiva.
So wait, I just want to get backtracked for a second. He doesn't know that. It's the question whether I have to tell him what happens. I don't get the mitzvah.
He doesn't know.
He doesn't know the light is going on, or he does know the light.
He doesn't know.
He doesn't. And so, what's the issue? Do I have to tell him?
No. If I opened up, did I do an Aveira?
Oh, would I be Chayav a Karban, let's say?
No, according to everybody, he went out to work. According to what we're getting, what I didn't know when I opened it up.
If he's misasik.
That's an act of misasik.
So he's not Chayav a Karban. So what is
the issue? Did he do an Aveira?
Oh, did he do an Aveira? Does he need you?
Did he do a Malacha?
Yeah. Well, for example, if he ripped someone's shirayim while he was opening the fridge, would he be chayav for her on the zikin?
But today we're always.
So wait, just one second. I'm sorry. So we want to know if he did it out there. Oh, so he quotes Rebbe Kivager.
Is it this Rebbe Kivager?
Yeah, that since it's a tour of Aleches Machshavos, he didn't do it out there. But I think, if I'm not mistaken, maybe it's not in that footnote, but the Rav used to quote Rebbe Chaim. That Rav Chaim held it is an Aveir, I think, even on Shabbos. I think, I'm not sure. Okay, Rebels. But the cool thing is the way he answers up in the Sivus is cash. That's brilliant.
I mean, a good song for a moment. How do we get Masasik? Is you're doing
Joel, you would never do so.
You're doing something. Here he's not doing anything. Why is that Masasik? He's not doing anything. I'm pulling this thing and I didn't pull that. He did it a favor. He did a Misa. Right. But now we're talking about he's not doing anything.
Again, which is the case? The case of the Nesivis with Chometz, you mean?
Yeah. But he's not doing anything.
But that's a brilliant point. That's a brilliant point. He's saying like this, that Rabbi Kiveges Chakira Lechor is not relevant to Chometz. Why? Because Rabbi Kiveges Chakira is when there was a Misa Ver. So you can tell, is it a Misa Ver? Is it not? Misasa Ges, Misasa Kol Tarkulit. Is it a Misa Ver? It's not a Misa Ver. But Dr. Joel is saying that in the case of Chometz Bepesach, there is no Misa Ver. So that's really pure Misasa. In that case, Misasa would mean that there's no Aver at all. And therefore, why do we need B'dikas Chometz? Could be that. What is Bal Yerubai Motze? Is Bal Yerubai Motze owning the Chometz or Bal Yerubai? In other words, let me put it to you this way. The Rambam holds that if you buy Chometz on Pesach, you get Malchus. So everybody has the cash, it's a lav shein bo maisa, ein lo kein olav. So they say that the lav of Bal Yerubai Motze is not the ownership. Because if so, how could the Rambam give you Malchus for owning Chometz? But rather, the lav is Kiyum HaChometz. That's considered a Maisa. The Torah considers being Makayim the Chometz as a Maisa. Just that you need a physical action. So the Rambam says, if you bought the Chometz, that's called Kiyum HaChometz for Maisa. Right?
Surely he didn't carry it in, he didn't do anything with it?
Which case, he bought Chometz or in general?
That's what I'm asking.
No, bought Chometz means he made it at bar. So I come into a store, and I pick up the Chometz, I pay you the dollar, and I pick up the Chometz. So the Rambam says, yeah, Malchus. So they all ask, what do you mean Malchus? Your Chiyuv is not for picking up the Chometz and doing a Kinyan on the Chometz. Your Chiyuv is for Bailus on the Chometz. That's, by definition, Shevi Altas said. So Rav wanted to say a pshat in the Rambam that the lav of Bal Yerubai Motze is not ownership of Chometz, but rather be Makayim Chometz. Meaning, the fact that I want the Chometz, that I have...
Whatever Mike says that.
Okay, so this is a complicated business, but it's not a maisa to be a kind of chometz unless I create a kiyum chometz through a maisa. But again, it's not that through the maisa I own the chometz, that would still be a shevi al tasa, there would be no malchus. But that through the maisa, I'm being makayim the chometz. So if I'm being makayim the chometz through a maisa, then I get malchus. So I'm just thinking out loud. According to Rabbi Kiveger, that misasik is considered a maisa. It's only b'tur karban. Then if I have the possibility of doing a b'dika and I don't do a b'dika, and I know that there's a certain percentage of probability that I have chometz in the house, then that's called a makayim es chometz. Again, I wouldn't get malchus for that because I didn't buy chometz. I didn't make a kinyan. There's no maisa. But nevertheless, it would be an avera, albeit b'shogeg, but an avera of being makayim the chometz. What makes it makayim the chometz? The fact that I know that there might be chometz there, and it doesn't bother me. I'm not willing to do a thing about it. I don't want to lift a finger. That itself is a kiyum of the chometz. So again, if the definition of Bal Yerubai Motze is bailus on the chometz, well, he's unaware of the fact that he has the chometz. So why is that called an avera? And it's no mice at all. But if you'll say that the avera is kiyum chometz, then I might be able to say. And once again, if I say this, if I would say that the mechayel of Bal Yerubai Motze is bailus. You know what? Maybe Rabbi Kiveger's rai is not a rai. I forgot the next paragraph. What does he say in the next paragraph? I'll look it up. Lean at it. I just want to get ready for mikvah. But
there are two things that bother me. First of all, the very first thing is, well, I didn't know the show started at a quarter to 12. I thought it started at 12:15 today because you needed to eat lunch or something.